special call, October 28th, Westminster City Council meeting in order. Quorum, please.
I certainly we do have a quorum.
And please stand for the invocation and the pledge of allegiance.
Let's pray. Holy God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for this day, for the opportunity laid before us to consider a contract that will help us move forward with dreams for all of our community. Direct and guide all of our hearts, our minds, and our mouths, that we give all glory and honor to you. In your name we pray. Let all God's people say.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank everybody for coming. And we don't have anyone signed up for public comments. Do we have any comments from the mayor and council? If not, move on to no routine business, no old business, the new business. Consider to authorize the city administrator to execute a construction contract with Mammoth Sports Construction LLC in the amount of $542,695 to construct recreation facilities as described in the construction contract. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we consider the authorization to authorize the city administrator to execute a construction contract with Mammoth Sports Construction.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
Mayor, I'll note you said 500,000, it's 5 million.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We almost
we
got
it. We wish it was 500,000.
Almost had it.
Phase two,
look
real
how much,
quick.
Look how much we'd have saved right there.
It just cost us $4.5 million.
I tried. Y'all witnessed. I tried. All right. So, discussion. Anyone? All right. I had a couple of questions. On the specifications as far as retaining wall, type of sod, none of that was in contract. Are we going to be able to get something like that before they start?
Yes, and I believe even though they're calling it a retaining wall, there are places where if they don't have to bring what I'm going to say brick or anything else, they're actually looking to do it with
slope.
Yes.
All right. Now they had 982 square feet of retaining wall, so it's not a lot. But there's also nothing that specifies what they're doing between the ball field and the parking lot and on those sloped areas. Are they landscaping them, mulching them? Do they have a plan for that? Is the money included for that?
It is, I believe that's some of the seeding or grassing that would go in those spaces. Like, there won't be anything unimproved in between the two, meaning it's not going to just be dirt.
Okay. All right, and then have we had any legal representative look over the contract?
No, I was the one who reviewed it.
Do you think that we need to do that?
I don't think so, Mayor. I went through this quite a while back when they sent it. I don't know that when we did the initial plan with Mammoth, we had Lawrence Flynn look at it. He divided it into two, a phase one and a phase two. This is a straight up down construction contract. I've looked at them before. I think it's pretty, what I would say, party neutral. There's nothing in it that speaks, that gives one side more than the other. More than anything, to what you were just saying, it's the specifications that we want to make sure everything is in. The actual language of the contract is, I would say, boilerplate.
Yeah. Did you have something?
No.
All right. The, what else was it? Oh, the, in one spot it listed that if the fuel costs increase over 50%, that they'll increase their costs. But it don't say anything about if the fuel prices drop.
Yeah, I saw that. My take on that was that if the fuel prices dropped, that it would go back. Do you remember what section that was? Because I had the same question.
I've got the page number written down. I had about six things on there that I was going to ask you and left it in my office.
That's what I was. So I did do a little research on that with our construction team, and they said that a 50% increase before they start charging for a surcharge is actually a very good price. They said typically the surcharge comes every time that that fuel cost bumps. So,
well, and that would equate to about $1.50 increase.
Yeah. So with them, I mean, that's a good thing that that's in there. I think it serves us in the end.
Got election coming up. Could jump, could drop. You have no idea.
You got that right.
All right, and then as far as the date, it don't give any firm date. It's just real random about the date.
Contract. The reason there's no start date is because they did not want to, what I'll say, go from pencil to ink on their crews until they knew that the council authorized the contract. But they have told me verbally a number of times that they are ready to go in November. At one point, it was as early as not next week, but the following week, the week after the election. I will be able to find that out if you approve this tonight. And I will not be able to find out tonight. I'll be able to find out if you approve this tonight.
All right. And what's the policy?
The same way there. I'm sorry.
What's the policy going to be on change orders? If they come up with a change order, what limits are we going to have come back to us before they approve?
If I would suggest, if you approve this contract at $5,000,000, whatever $42,000, if they come back with a change order that's more than that, then I would come back to you with that change order.
Anything that goes over the maximum we have right now?
Yeah. If they were to come in and they want to change order something big, I would say I wouldn't even put in a dollar amount. If it's anything that's more than they're going to move some dirt or something from here to over there, I would be back in front of you.
Okay.
If you look at Exhibit A, it's a relatively limited scope of work.
So very limited.
If any of that changes, then it would be outside this contract, which would require you to approve it.
There's one place in the contract that calls for 32-inch guardrails, and then another place that calls for 42. They're going 42, I'm sure. I'm hoping that's just an oversight on their part.
No, they won't pass inspection.
Right. I know Kansas is different, but that's a international building code, so it should be. The first section that they did the scope, they had 32-inch. The last section, they had 42.
Yep.
And it's still your understanding, I guess, and everybody's, that if we want to pull something out of that contract as far as equipment and whatnot, if we were to want to purchase that on our own, they wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's what they told you. Yeah. One of your, I can't remember which one.
Just want to make sure I understood that
correctly. Well, we would initiate it as a change order if you would do that.
Are there any local contractors involved in any of this at this point?
At this point, I don't have a list. They are looking to do the grading and excavation themselves.
Okay. My understanding is they're going to have local contractors do the concession stand and that sort of thing for Bayshore.
The concession stand is not included in this, is it?
Concession stand is not included.
Right. So that's totally different.
But that's the first chance we'll get to use locals, right?
If we go with them to do the concession
stand. Because that's from a grant, it has to be bid outside of this.
Yes, if we go with them on that.
One of the places we will save some money, when we did the budget for that bathroom picnic shelter, we included grading in that budget, about $150,000 worth. This should take care of all the grading, so we should be able to reassign that money to either more bathrooms or part of that grant also includes some small playground equipment to go near the picnic shelter, so it can go to that. So that'll be an amendment I have to submit to the state to do that, but I don't think that they will care about that.
On the alternates, they had the one alternate for the fencing.
Yeah.
That's something, did everybody on the council get to look at that? They give us a change, we can lower the price, $152,000 or $159,000 something if we
just
go with 20-foot chain link fence for backstops instead of the netting. Heard? Do you have a preference on that?
I don't, but I talked to him at first. One of those Zoom meetings, I told him I didn't see many of the rec facilities with a netting. And that same day, I was at Westland High School, so I was at Westland High School with that netting. So, and I let him know that also. So I hadn't been to a complex to see that.
Go ahead, sorry. Yeah, it's an alternate. So I mean, we can save $160,000 if you want to just go with a 20-foot chain link fence, or if you want to go with netting. If I'm understanding it right, we get a credit for that if we just go with the fencing.
If you approve the contract with that as the alternate, yes. It actually reduces the price of the contract by that amount.
So you can buy two more fishing masks.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's the question. I was going to ask her the same thing. I mean, since you're out there on those fields, preference-wise, I mean, if we could, we can put $150,000 somewhere else on site, or is it worth putting in the netting behind?
I don't want to answer that without...
You need to.
We got to know tonight.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah, see, that's why I'm asking.
We'll all make that decision together then. Yeah.
Well, the netting would have to be replaced after so many years. Chain link fence wouldn't. Steve, do you know anything about the difference?
Visual, the chain link fence, you know, seeing through the fence and all that, the netting's a whole lot better from that standpoint. From a safety standpoint, you know, I'm not sure exactly where the netting is going, but, you know, you're saying a 20-foot chain link fence as opposed to the netting, there may be more safety with the netting. But I haven't seen any blueprints, so I don't know how far, you know, does it extend, you know, a netting may extend over the dugouts.
I think it said pole to pole on the backstop, didn't it, Kev?
It is. And for what it's worth, when we talked about that, I think it was kind of based off what Herb just said to you guys, which is what he more or less said to them, is why they offered that as an alternate. What they said about the netting is the netting would not curl up, you know, when the ball hits that backstop, mm-hmm. and over time that backstop starts to curl up. That netting would not, that it would last longer, but they didn't tell us how much longer. You said it would last longer. To Steve's point, the reason they added that in is because it's easier, I guess it's a much less obstructed view if you're behind it. And that was basically it. They didn't, and not to counter anything that Steve said, they didn't say anything one way or another about safety. It was more about the visual effect and the longevity of the material.
Well, like their recommendation was the netting.
Yeah. They didn't say on safety about it going underneath the chain link, but that was the only thing that I recall on safety.
I know a lot of facilities have had to add netting for safety reasons because of lawsuits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's why I said that safety could be the issue, you know, with that too.
Well, I have one question. So, Mr. Bronson, you will be the executor, basically, of this contract. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So, all goes to you. Okay. That's my question.
So, what say you on the net? I mean, is that something we want to do, or... I mean, we go to West Oak games, the netting's nice, but I don't know if it's worth the $160,000.
Is there an opportunity to go back to them after this, even if we choose it that way and just change?
You could choose to go with the netting if you want to.
And then do
you
the
do more
order.
Research and then do the change order. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I feel better about that. I mean,
Okay.
I mean, I can even ask them to bring in samples of that netting and...
Well, I'm about safety, too, so... I would like to know, you know, does it make it safer? Does it keep lawsuits from happening? Those kind of things.
I mean, ideally, I guess, Herb, if you could reach out to some of these other places, do you know people in those positions that have the netting?
I haven't seen them myself, but I can ask.
Because they may tell us it's worth every penny, and then it's not a question. So.
Yeah.
You said West Oak has it now?
West Oak?
Yeah.
That's Grooms.
Yeah,
he can tell us if it's really worth
it. It looks nice. It's just $160,000. I didn't know if it's something we wanted to save real long. Maybe be able to do something else with it. And then typically on all of our construction contracts, we have an outside engineer looking at it. This time we don't.
No.
So would you be all right with Adam looking over the specs when they come in and the changes? And
you can if you want to have a certified engineer do that. We very likely, so right now this contract is for $5 million change, $42,000.
Mm-hmm.
We've got $5 million change, $76,000. We could hire an outside group to do that if you want, or if you want Adam to do it. Well, when you say engineer, Mayor, what I'm thinking of is an engineer that stamps it.
Right.
Certifying.
That's what we normally have for all of our infrastructure projects construct. But we don't have that for this, and I've never built a ball field. I don't know who would do that.
Well, it's going to come to us stamped from them.
Right.
Usually, like on our infrastructure projects, Troy's designing them and Troy's stamping them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing with these guys.
Yeah.
We don't typically have Troy's done independently, but like if you think of Anderson Park, for instance, it was designed by Studio Maine, and they are going to certify that the work was done to the design standard. But there you have somebody different designing than is constructing. Here you've got the same group.
Right.
We can do, I think you've got money to do it if you want to, but that would be up to you.
Any idea what the cost would be? On a $5 million project?
I don't. It's probably a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking away from Adam, but if you have Adam review it and Adam says he's okay with it, but then there was something that an engineer would have said otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that on my
Yeah.
Now, I do want to look at the submittals, but I don't know that I want to be.
Right.
Yeah. There's a number of groups out there, I'm sure y'all both know, like Mavin Construction. Mm-hmm. They do that same type of stuff. Steve's done this type of work before. May know some contractors we could do.
One other thing, if I could mention it, you know, the blueprints for this facility, is council or the engineer or whoever, are they going to be able to look at the blueprints before they do anything?
Yes. I think they've got most of the pages of the blueprints done.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably 90% civil,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty heavy civil.
Yeah.
I just think it's important to look at those blueprints and, like with Herb, to see where everything is. And you may not think too much about that, but where is the entrance to the ball fields? Where are the water spigots that you would use to water the field? Just all the little things that you don't necessarily think about when you look at a set of blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
But just to make sure from a logistics standpoint, are all the things in the places that you feel like they need to be? And like I say, Herb and some of you that have been around the parks, you know, those are the things, like I say, you don't think about, well, where's the water spigot that we'll use to water the field or clean out the dugouts or whatever it may be. Just little things like that you just really need to look at, because you don't want to have a change order on something that you could have found before they started.
That's a good point.
Do we know if they've submitted drawings to the county yet?
I do not. They had told me prior to the meeting you had last week that they were going to submit it, I think it was last Friday, to the county.
So they have drawings in?
They do. Well, they have the, I think what they were going to submit for was the ground disturbance permit, so which they won't have to have the drawings to do that.
Well, they may not have wanted until this contract was signed.
Right.
Spend the money to make and create those. So.
Yeah.
What is the what's going to be the role of the committee at this point?
Well, I guess that would be kind of up to you guys what you want the committee to continue to do.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, change orders can go both ways, back, you know, toward us or toward them, and it's kind of like Stephen was saying, you know, where the water spigot's going to be, stuff like that, and we've got this group of people, these subject matter experts, for, you know, lack of whatever other term you may want to use, that as this progresses forward and they see something that, whoa, hold on a second, that won't work type thing, is there a better way we can do it? Or we need to move this from here to here. Is that something that, I mean, do we want the committee, I would like somebody with the interest of the city and also with the expertise being able to look at it also.
Well, again, if you want the committee to do those, we can. What I was taking from what Steve was saying, that's mostly going to be a herd call.
Yeah, well, it's exactly.
It's going to be here, 10 feet over there. Most folks in this room, other than Herb, aren't going to care.
Right.
If it's something that is, I don't know, maybe a different placement of a dugout, that might be something you take back to them. If we're just talking about where a spigot's going to come up,
that was just,
I mean, it kind of depends on the order of magnitude.
Yeah, I was just throwing out spigot for the, just as, because he mentioned spigot, but other things.
Well, and you may be kind of referring to what we discussed in the last committee meeting, and doing the OAC yeah. meetings, where we meet out there weekly, monthly, bi-weekly, whatever we end up meeting,
yeah.
Who our representatives are going to be.
And we, well, I guess in my mind, we would certainly have the planning committee have some updates.
I think that'd be a good thing. Mm-hmm. They've come this far with this. I'd like to see them go all the way through, as much as they, you know, individually want to.
I think some great ways to continue are, there's fundraising. You know, there's all those kind of support system stuff that y'all are so good at that anyway. You know, you're right, you're the ones doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just think about the amount of time it takes for construction heads and Kevin and all these people to get all these things going all the time. Updates from the planning committee, I think that's, you know, commission, I think that's perfect, because mm-hmm. they're going to see those red flags and they're going to go for those kind of things, you know.
That brought up my last question. It says on there that we're responsible for the infrastructure. How much of the infrastructure are we responsible for? I'm assuming they meant water and sewer and power. So I know, I'm sure we're going to get power out there. They'll be doing the lights, of course.
They will put the lights up. We will have to run the power to the poles.
And then what about sewer, tying in sewer and all that? Are we doing all that?
The manholes are excluded from the contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to need any manholes.
It was just where it said we would be responsible for infrastructure. I wasn't sure if we had to run all the water lines around the field, or I'm assuming they would do the irrigation.
Everything that's in the footprint of the field is included. I remember reading it specifically on like manholes.
I saw that part, but I wasn't sure what, because they just said infrastructure. They didn't read the detail.
Well, it goes back to, if it's not listed, it's not included.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we may have to run the water line to and a sewer line from. Because I see in here, storm drain is included, but I don't see anything for water. And I always knew for electric, because that was how I was trying to save money, because that's our guys put the electric in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that those things are excluded because they aren't listed specifically.
Okay.
And because it says over on, in the general part, it says if it's not listed, then it's not included. And I don't see where it's listed.
Yeah, I didn't either. All right, does anybody have anything else?
Nope. I'm just glad we're taking the time to do this, because this, instead of just walking in and voting on it and walking out, this $5 million project is going to expand to however many million. Definitely needs time to really just go over this with a fine-tooth comb. So I personally appreciate all the detailed questions and stuff, because I don't know a lot of that stuff.
Anyone else?
And we did start out at 10 million, got it down to 5 million. So some real hard work has gone into that, getting the biggest bang for our buck.
There was a lot of heartbreak and tears when we went.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was mostly me and her.
But you got there. But you got there.
You ready to call for a vote?
Aldrich?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Ruth?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Congratulations, council.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And you and me.
Oh, I'm always cold, so.